Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds, fish nerds, fish nerds, it's a podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fish Nerds, a show about fish, fishing, and eating fish. It's National Podcast Posting Month. And every day this month, we're posting a new podcast, back to normal in December. So this month's theme, this year we do this every year, this year's theme is fishing tips. And this month, today, we got a tip from a young fella in Michigan named Evan, who's going to tell us about Texas rigs. And John King, the crappy hippie, also helps out in this episode to talk more about them, because we've had to use it because kids, you know, have no choice. So before we do anything else, let's make sure that you know how to contribute. Easiest way is to grab your phone, push record on your memo function, and send your fishing tip in to clay@fishnerds.com. You can call the Fish Nerds hotline, which is 607-378-FISH, or go to our website, fishnerds.com, and push the microphone button and record your voicemail there, and we'll use them on the show with your fishing tips. If you have a business or something you want to promote while you're at it, for example, John King, the crappie hippie, is the co-host of the Lure Love podcast. I'll do that for him, see? You can do the same. You can promote whatever you want, and I will put it on here because that's how I roll, baby. Let's get into it.
Hello, my name is Evan in Brooklyn, Michigan. And every summer, I go to a cottage like Misaki, and I really find that a Texas slip rig actually looks really good for me. And that's really it. And that's me. All that I'm really going to say. I'm Evan Miller, and I'm only 8.
All right, Evan, that was some spectacular advice there. Who doesn't love a Texas rig? Texas rig is great because it makes you fearless. You have the hook point hidden inside a plastic bait and a bullet-shaped sinker that'll go through a lot of weeds and a lot of stuff, so you can throw that thing at the algae mat. You can throw that thing at the weeds. You can throw it through the duckweed. You can throw it through the pondweed. You can throw it at the brush. You can throw it at the logs. You can throw it at the laydowns. You can throw it at the timber. You can throw it even on the rocks. It does a great job. Who doesn't love a Texas rig? It can be power fished. It can be finesse fished. You can even copy this rig to do some pan fishing. I have real good success taking a gold crappie hook and some pliers and bending it into a Z-bend, but I'm getting way ahead of myself. Let's just talk about what is a Texas rig, okay, for those that are uninitiated into this fine bait. Well, what is a Texas rig? Well, a Texas rig has two components. It is a weight, and it has a special hook for hooking on different sorts of plastics. And we're talking about all the plastics, whether it's a grub, whether it's a worm, whether it's a creature bait, whether it's this, whether it's that. Texas rig will let you fish all these weedless because it uses the hook point is buried inside the plastic and pops out when the fish hits. So let me explain. Okay, so first let's get a bullet weight. Bullet weight anywhere from a 16th ounce all the way up to, you know, 1 to 2 ounces. They can be made out of tungsten. They can be made out of brass. They can be made out of tin. They can be made out of steel. There's all kinds of things to avoid lead, but of course you can get lead bullet weights too. We have slick weights at Glasswater Angling. They are hematite teardrops, and they are polished, and they go right through the weeds, and they're a great lead-free alternative for finesse fishing. So a hematite teardrop that you might get off a necklace is a great weight as well, and lead-free besides. So you want that pointed bullet-shaped weight. That's traditional. That was designed to help the lure move through weeds especially, but it helps it in all kinds of situations. And then you need a special hook called a plastic worm hook. And I find just your basic straight shank, ordinary gap, Z-bend plastic worm hook will take you to where you want to go. Oh, probably 75% of the time. Now, you might want to go to a wide bend hook or a hook with a little heavier wire to help your bait settle in the water, things like that. You'll start thinking these things through as you fish more. But right now, if you want to do what Crappie Hippie does, get yourself a number two or number one light wire Z-bend plastic worm hook, straight shank. VMC makes the ones I like. Eagle Claw used to make the one I really like, but they quit making them. So they're kind of a hard to find. So just, but get as close as you can. If you can't find a number one, you go with a number one aught, that's fine too. It's just, you know, what size baits are you going to be using? If you're going to be using big 10-inch plastic worms, then you're going to want to get into that 5-aught, 6-aught country. So look at what you're doing. But I fish finesse. I tend to fish baits between 2 to 5 inches most of the time. So that size hook serves me quite well. So anyway, you take the plastic and you put it on that Z-bend, and then you turn the point back and you tuck it into the plastic until it's just barely sticking out the other side. Now, this is impossible to explain in an audio medium, okay? There's a million videos on YouTube, and if your buddy up the road won't show you how to rig a Texas rig, then he's not your buddy, all right? That's all there is to that. My setup is basically just a 6.5-foot light to medium action rod with some 8-pound tri-lean on there. Like I say, a number two or number one light wire, straight shank, Z-bend hook right through a, well, my favorite thing right now is a Z-man swimsy little swimsy shad. I caught a 5-pounder on it yesterday. It was a lot of fun. So join Evan and me and get in there and start doing the Texas rig thing. You will love it. You can go through the mats. You can get in the weeds. And like I say, you can take it and take a gold crappie hook, create a Z-bend hook, slip a little tiny weight on the front of that, a little tiny bullet weight, or if you can just find an egg weight or whatever. Once again, a hematite bead. I like to use a hematite bead in the 3/64 ounce range on a 1.5-inch Charlie Brewer grub tail. And you got to have a ultralight with a little backbone to it to drive that hook point through, but I can take that and Texas rig that and throw it wherever I darn well please and come out with either my lure back or better yet with a fish that I wouldn't have been able to reach otherwise. And that's the magic of a weedless Texas rig. You can reach a lot of spots that an open hook bait or an open hook rig will not allow you to go into and come out alive. Alrighty, this has been Evan. Thank you, Evan, and the Crappie Hippie. Tight lines and Valentines. Peace out.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
Just for the halibut.
Fried in a basket or broiled in a pan. Eat it raw like you're in Siam. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds, it's a podcast.